This week's show, we're going to talk a little bit about charitable giving. And it's something that personally I have, I enjoy doing. My wife and I have found that sometimes the joy of giving is far greater than the joy of earning, the joy of making money is giving it away. And I think that's been a lot of fun. So, and I think being in the financial world, looking at different techniques, looking at different ways that people can do that is probably, in fact, I would say it's the favorite part of my job. When we have a client come in that many times surprises the heck out of us when, in fact, I can remember one meeting a few years back where an individual drove up to our office driving a vehicle that I didn't expect the kind of giving that came out of this man and his wife, but they came in and never judge somebody by the kind of car they drive. I can tell you that. When they walked into our office and sat down, I realized that they were donating about 90% of their income to charity. And could have been living way more lavishly than they were, but just found that it was something that they enjoyed doing, was giving. They had been incredibly blessed, had a very high net worth, but giving was part of their story. So we're going to highlight a few techniques that we've seen, that we've used with clients, really some of that fun charitable giving. I think this is a great time of year to be talking about that. And that's, you know, we're coming up to Thanksgiving. And as I'm thinking about things I'm grateful for this year, I got one of my team members here with me, Matt Hoekstra. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah, and I think, we've got a great team, and it's something that has allowed this company to grow exponentially over the past few years, and you're certainly a part of that. So Matt wants to talk a little bit today, or I want Matt to talk a little bit about charitable giving and one of the techniques that we've seen become very popular in these last few years is qualified charitable distributions. Matt, maybe walk us through, first of all, what type of account do qualified charitable distributions come from, and then we'll get into exactly what they are.
Yeah, so the qualified charitable distributions come from a traditional IRA. And, you know, what that is over the years, investors, they save money when they're working. And typically in a higher tax bracket, they'll save money, avoid paying taxes on the money that's going into the account. And then it grows over the years. And then when they pull that money out, every dollar that's pulled out is taxed at their income bracket. Income tax bracket.
So it's regular tax deferred investing, right?
Yep. And so what we've found is that a lot of the clients that we have that are working with us are, they've got these traditional IRAs that, you know, they've done things right over the years. They've saved, they've watched their spending, they haven't gotten into debt too far. And they're getting to the point in life where the government is now making them take money out of these things, out of these IRAs. And they're saying, well, we don't necessarily need it. So what do we do with it? What's the most effective way to get this out of there tax-free? And that is a qualified charitable distribution.
Perfect. So we've got IRAs that either were funded over the years, slowly year by year, or maybe somebody had a 401k that they put money into over the years and they ended up moving it to an IRA at some point. They get to this magical age. And for background, it used to be 70 and a half was the age of where you had to start required minimum distributions. Now, of course, as of last December, the government changed that. Now it's 72. Right. And now they're able to actually donate that portion, or actually up to $100,000 per year to charity, which is one of the coolest things we've seen people do. And I think it's worth noting, too, there's the age is kind of gets a little funny there. Maybe walk us through that. The 70 and a half or 72.
Yeah. So 72 is when you have to start taking money out. But 70 and a half is when you can take money and give it to a charity tax-free.
Perfect. So after 70 and a half, you can do the qualified charitable distributions. That did not change.
Right. And I think one thing you skipped, you went through kind of quickly, but it's worth noting is that the qualified charitable distributions cannot come from a 401k. So if you start looking at maybe reasons why you would think about, you know, taking money out of a 401k and moving it to an IRA, that would be one of them.
Yeah, huge benefit at that point. Sure. Well, that makes sense. So again, these qualified charitable distributions, we like to see them happen because it does really save the client a bunch of tax potentially. And the idea there is by deferring income all those years and then deciding, hey, I've got to take some of the income in, you can simply say, I'm not taking the income in, I'm sending it directly to a charity. And charities are not paying income taxes, so they're able to take that distribution and really realize the full benefit of it, right?
Yep. And a lot of our clients too, they don't give money just to save in taxes. They give money because they want to give money and because they're charitably inclined. And I think it's worth noting that if I've got money that I wanted to say tithe or give to charity, and this is one way for us to be able to give more because we're not having to pay taxes on it, I think that's just an added benefit to what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and it isn't about just the tax savings. And I think we need to be careful, and I think it's important that we're good stewards of the funds that we've been blessed with. But I think sometimes when we come to this year end, and that's something I want to highlight now at the end of the show, the next couple shows we're going to talk about charitable giving, different techniques. It just happens to be the end of the year when we're talking about this. This is a year where charities need your dollars more than ever. I just think of our local churches where certainly people have been maybe not attending at least physically as much. Maybe the offering plate has passed by them, you know, and they haven't put anything in because they weren't there. This is a great year to make sure that towards the end of the year you are contributing and really making some of these charities whole again, because I know that they are, many of them, struggling. Matt, we talked about this idea of what kind of pitfalls have we seen from clients doing QCDs. Maybe mention a couple of those.
Yeah, so one is just the thought that, hey, I can just do this out of my traditional 401k. You can't do that. We talked about that. The other one is not letting your tax professional know that you're doing this, because it's not like this comes back and shows on your 1099 that you gave to a charity. So you have to let your tax professional know and probably give them some kind of proof that you did this in order for it to count. So, you know, we have seen in the past people that have come to our firm that just were giving to charity, but they weren't letting their tax advisor know. And so that money they were still being taxed on. And yeah. So if you're going to give it tax-free and you're going to give it directly to charity, you might as well get the benefit of it.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the current 1099 structure, there's all these codes on there. I used to have to do taxes. I can remember there's all these letter codes for what type of distribution it was. There currently is not one for charitable distribution. So some broker-dealers, some back offices won't code it. Therefore, the client will end up paying some tax. So we've always been communicating with their CPA so they know that indeed it was a qualified charitable distribution. All right. Well, that's certainly a question we've been getting a lot, is kind of what a QCD is. So I'm glad we could answer that for our listeners today. Each week, we're going to be bringing you different topics on questions retirees have. If you have a question you'd like one of our advisors to answer on the air, go to our website. We have a spot where it says, "Heard us on the radio." It takes you right to an email where you can submit your questions. All right. From all of us at Teachers Financial Group, we want to thank you for listening. Remember, the best way to get an individual review and a no-cost initial meeting is to go to our website, or give us a call at 320-222-4236.
Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.